Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Our very first guest in the history of Wilde and Tausch, which will be, I'm sure, a long and distinguished history.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
Aaron Rodgers, give us an over-under on what number would you set for how many shows we do.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say they leave 52 weeks in a year. I'm going to say you do about 230.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
And then what happens?
No, then Tausch kind of bows out.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thursday edition, although it's kind of like a Friday edition. The Aaron Popke from the Packers will stop by to help us further understand why a team that very rarely comes out with such strong statements delivered such a strong statement about Scott Fitzgerald edition. The is it really Scooble time? Even our guy, Jeff Passan, who we know is the GOAT, is entertaining that possibility. And wondering how Jesse's baseball play-by-play went yesterday. He'll fill us in on how that played out. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the ESPN Wisconsin app, which is free, which is fully customizable, and can be found both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios.
Hi.
And the king of the camera angle. Back on the bus with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, making sure he stays over 55 miles per hour. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is now 49 years old. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Jesse, what ended up happening? Did that game get in yesterday?
How'd that go for you? Tell us more.
Hi, guys. Have you ever taken a road trip that was completely pointless in the end?
Sure.
Because that's essentially what we did yesterday.
Hey, you didn't even ride up with Dennis. And the reason I know that is because Dennis Semerow called me and wished me a happy birthday yesterday, which was wonderful.
Yes, he's the such Dean. A good person.
And I said, how's the ride going? He said, Jesse's 30 minutes behind. Sounds like you should have stayed for 2 hours.
Well, so we wrapped up the show yesterday. And so this came together kind of late for us, but we were really excited about it. So Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Dennis and I have been calling games together for not quite 10 years like this show's been together, but pretty close. We're coming up on close to a decade doing games together. We had never done a broadcast at the WIAA State Baseball Tournament before. And Madison Memorial, you know, Big 8 is a loaded conference in the Madison area. Sun Prairie East and Verona and Middleton. Madison Memorial is the team that emerged victorious. They got to state. They won on Monday in the quarterfinals. So they were playing against my Muskego Warriors at 2:30 yesterday afternoon. One of the greatest setups for a game ever that I would call, because Muskego was in it, and the Ligon brothers, twins Ezra and Caleb from Madison Memorial, are baseball commits going to play at Bradley. So no matter what, I was going to have an alma mater that won a big game yesterday and had a chance to go to the state championship. So we get there. I race after the show up to Appleton. And just as I'm pulling in, Dennis calls and says, "Ah, there's some rain that just started. They got the tarp out on the field," which I was okay with. I actually kind of said, you know, I wouldn't mind if there was a 15, 20-minute rain delay just to give us a little extra time to get situated before the game. And he said, "Yeah, they got the tarp on the field. We're going to see how it goes." Well, we went on the air on the ESPN Wisconsin app at 2:30. We ended up doing an hour and a half of rain delay coverage.
Oh, boy. I got to tune into that. Where is that located?
Well, we actually we had some fun. We were joined by Sean Wagner, the Milwaukee Panthers baseball coach, who was part of our Beyond the Game panel at ESPN Madison the other day.
Hell of a run.
He was in attendance, so he joined us for a bit. That was a lot of fun, catching up with him, talking about recruiting the state and, you know, all the success the Panthers had in the postseason this year. While we were awaiting word from the WIA, and it just kept raining and just kept raining. And finally, we signed off at 4 o'clock, sat around for about 20 minutes, and then they said, "Yeah, we're going to postpone this thing till noon tomorrow."
So you're going back up there this afternoon?
We are not, no.
Why?
Well.
Beautiful day.
Is it? After further review, because the semifinal is now at noon today. They're playing it at a nearby high school, not at the Timber Rattler Stadium, the Fox City Stadium there in Appleton. We don't know, you know, if that game's going to go on as scheduled. And you
why?
Know,
just wait a second. Why is it not at Fox Stadium?
Because today is the championship day. So there's four state championship games. There's one starting right now. Potosi-Cassville played in the Division IV state championship.
Sam Oakey coaching that Cassville
team? It might be. So there's a championship game scheduled all day today. So they can't fit in a semifinal at the Timber Rattler Stadium and then play all the championships as scheduled. I think they only have the stadium rented for 4 days because, you know, there's other. The Timber Rattler's got to use it, among other things.
Yeah,
so,
Micah Parsons got her something.
The Division I championship is at 6 o'clock tonight, so Muskego and Memorial are playing at noon today at a nearby high school. The winner plays Kakana tonight.
And, the ghosts.
Just the way that the schedule fell with the semifinals, we will not be able to make the trip up to call the championship. So a big bummer for Dennis and I. And the
Wait, the
state
championship
tournament.
Are you telling me that if it's Kakana versus Madison Memorial, you can't get up there in time to call a 6 p.m. first pitch?
We're not.
You know, he could. He's chosen.
Well, the other thing is Dennis was unavailable. Sure. Dennis had something else going on in Appleton. So
what about Coach Wagner?
He's hot on the recruiting team. Portal season's opening up here pretty soon. So I don't think he's available. It just wasn't going to work
out.
It was not meant to be.
What about Riley Yauch? He could be available.
Well, he's producing the all-new Molly and Jim on ESPN Madison from 4 to 6 on the afternoons now. So he's unavailable.
Yep. I know I got scolded earlier for this, but Jason has volunteered to come down and do it with you. I think Jason's right down the street. Wildy will go down and do the championship game.
I'd be happy to do the color. Sure. I could do the color.
You go.
I got some baseball in my
background. How fun would that be? Then both of us would have worked one game with you this year. I think it's a great way to cap off a great year on our preps coverage with Jason doing that with you. I think that'd be great.
I'd be happy to do the Zimbrick Honda reads throughout the program. I'll meet you down there, Jesse. It's only about 30 minutes from my house.
While I appreciate your willingness to participate in the programming,
I do, actually.
Jason actually agreed because he knew you wouldn't call his bluff. Go down and cover a state championship.
This is good poker playing by Wildy.
If first pitch is 6 p.m., I'll meet you there.
There's no way it'll be
summer league volleyball. I could make it.
It'll be 6:30.
Straight down.
6:30. It won't be 6. It'll be later.
Okay, even better. That gives me a little more cushion.
Yep.
All right, Jesse. I'll see you there.
Wait, Jesse. Will that be on?
Brought to you by Zimbrick Honda. In the market for a new vehicle, stop by Zimbrick Honda.
It would be on the ESPN Wisconsin app. And,
oh, sweet.
100.5 ESPN in Madison. And
YouTube?
It'll be live.
Regrettably,
it'll be live on 100.5?
I think the decision has already been made that we will not be proceeding with the broadcast
tonight. Ashton just texted me and said, if you guys can pull this off, you should do it.
That's not what he wrote.
Literally what I just saw. That's great. Well, I cannot wait to do that because 100.5 has a softball game that I am going to be coaching without Sarah and Eleanor.
Oh, no, those poor kids.
We have to actually go and pick up a bunch of random kids to fill out a roster because Megan Maroney Megan Maroney is going to suck.
Megan Maroney plays at your softball team?
No, we tried, but she's got a showdown at Summerfest tonight, so she can't. And that's also where Sarah, Eleanor, and a couple of other.
You're coaching a team and your own kid's not playing in the game?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Yeah, I knew I signed up for this, though. I knew this was happening.
Wow.
So, yes, I am.
Thank you for your service.
I don't necessarily think the girls really like me either. I'm a little sterner than I think I probably should be.
You don't say.
Yeah.
How so? What do you do different? What's your style? Like, how are you Pat Murphy versus Craig Council?
Tough love.
If there's two outs.
Tausch Lombardi.
If there's two outs and you're not on the crack of the bat, you're going to get scolded. I'm sorry. That's softball. That's baseball. If I give you a steal sign five straight times and you refuse to run, I'm going to say something to you. If the ball gets to the outfield and you hold it like it's a young toddler and don't throw it into your cuts, I'm going to scold you. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry about it. Okay? Does that clear things up?
Are these seem like fairly specific examples?
Oh, they're very specific because and then my son, who is umping one of our games, said, "Bro, you need to chill." And I said, "Let me tell you something. I ain't going to chill because it would be doing a disservice. Now, am I as hard as I am on a 15U baseball team? No, probably not to the same degree. But it would be a disservice if I said, "Okay, little Snow, nice job there, sweetie." I'm not going to do that. So that's not where I'm at.
Couple things. How well have you scouted the team that you are coaching? Like, did you give the steal signal to maybe a player who lacks the confidence in their running ability that they were maybe apprehensive about that?
How do you gain confidence?
Not by getting thrown out at second base by four steps.
I'm going to tell you something. One of our best players got thrown out at third base by two steps, and I said, "Awesome job."
But she doesn't know that.
No, she does. It's a reaffirmation.
Jason, indecisive in the
mistakes.
Outfield.
I know. Listen,
I know what you're gonna do. Just take the constructive question. Don't turn it around on me and tell me how soft and cuddly I am and all that. Just tell me the truth. How well do you know these girls? Because maybe there are certain. You are a good coach. I have seen you coach.
I've seen you parent.
You and I have differing styles, but I know you have the best interest of kids at heart. You're very good at it.
Certainly I do.
My point is, as someone of your ability, as a parent and a coach, you know better than anyone because you played with two quarterbacks who could be this way. You have to make sure that you know which kids need a kick in the ass and which ones need an arm around the shoulder.
And I feel like if you need an arm around the shoulder, little Susie
doesn't feel comfortable trying to steal second base because she lacks confidence.
We're not going to agree on this. Listen, you're asked to do things. I'm not asking you to juggle fire and
split the atom
down your throat. I'm not asking you. I'm asking you to run on a catcher that can't throw. I'm sorry if that's too much. And you didn't get a good jump. You don't get a good jump, but you're not going to not get a good jump five straight times. And I don't think they look at.
Did you explain that to Susie after the fact in a very kind and calm manner? Your own son told you to chill, bro.
Interim manager Tausche La Russa throwing water jugs in between
innings.
There's
no water jugs. I'll make sure to let you know. That's what we got to call
the rest of the show is La Russa.
I'll make sure to let you know how it goes tonight. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be that upset if it rains tonight. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Pray for a rain out.
Not praying. No. I want to be crystal clear. Not praying for rain. Not going to be upset if it does. Crops, farming, corn. We all need a little bit of rain.
Haven't gotten enough rain lately, so we could use a little more tonight for sure.
Haven't gotten a ton. No, we still could use some. We're still under where we're at. We're supposed to be.
WIA would not like more rain in the Fox Valley tonight. I can tell you that.
Doesn't matter. They're going to go play it somewhere else anyways. Titletown. Wildy's backyard.
I don't think they have a baseball field there. They have a football field, which I guess would then lead to dimensions of the field being different than other fields, and we know what a problem that is.
It could Joe Robbie it up.
All right. Mm-hmm. I could sit here and discuss the amount of rain we've gotten.
Hey, Jesse, how much time can you play a song without being up against the royalty part?
Almost none.
Like, oh, so you can't? Because I'm going to talk about Pella here, and then I want you to pull up I've Got Friends in Low Places, just the next part. Because we went to, for my birthday, a good crew of us went down to Garth Brooks at AmFam Summerfest last night. It was fantastic. What a storyteller. Heck of a dude, Garth. And there's something that you guys know I like singing. And you also know I'm not great with lyrics. I don't know how it took me this long because I listened to a lot of Garth Brooks when I was a kid. There is a set of lyrics that I thought were going to be inappropriate to play in the state of Wisconsin and especially in Milwaukee with the Brewers being in town. I'll tell you what that was next after I tell you that you better be shopping for new windows and doors and it better be at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You don't need to haggle. Pella sticks to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, helping homeowners find the right fit for their home, and they never use high-pressure sales tactics. When you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures your windows and doors also sell them, install them, and they'll service them. Real pricing, premium quality without the game. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Did you want to do that tease again?
So, what are we doing?
We're actually going to break?
Okay. So, what do you want me to do? This is how this works.
Hey, I give you the sign. I give you the sign to tease. You tease.
I teased, baby. Here's the deal. There's a set of lyrics to his most famous song, which, by the way, I thought he also sang
Unanswered
Fishing
Prayers
in the Dark. Well, that's a great song. He choked up. I know. I thought he did. I thought he sang Fishing in the Dark, too. He didn't. And I kept waiting for it. It never came.
I don't know that song.
But
you and me
Friends
go
in Low
fishing
Places.
In
down by the river in the But anyways, there is a song. He sang it at the end. He banged it out. It was awesome. It finished off the show. Friends in Low Places. There is a set of lyrics that I have been singing wrong.
Oh, stunning.
Probably be 49 years if he had been singing it that long, but for at least 20 years. I will tell you and sing that if Jesse can pull up the song. I don't know how we'll pull it off, but we will, and we'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tosh.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The big teaser. So if you're watching on YouTube, because again, we do pay royalties to play popular music, royalty music.
I'm not real sure. What, Jason, why do we pay royalties if we can't ever use it?
Yeah, I think some shows still do that aren't maybe as
like our,
popular
our,
on
our,
YouTube.
Our play-by-play rights that aren't on video, we can play them in like Brewers games.
I know,
games,
but there's plenty of good
Badger volleyball.
Yeah, that's a, again, that's above my pay grade.
I'll have that conversation. Who do I talk to about that?
I don't know. You're Tausch. You can talk to anybody. But so here's what we're going to do. So Tausch can sing Garth Brooks' greatest hits, including Fishing in the Dark. We're going to – you won't be able to hear –
Who does sing Fishing in the Dark?
I have
Alan Jackson, maybe? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Then why'd you ask?
But in fairness, I mean, Garth Brooks ended up singing an Elton John song last night. He ended up singing a Jimmy Buffett song. So it wasn't out of
the
realm of possibility he would sing.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen. Who we also will not be playing on the show. So Jesse's going to play because I thought you'd just sing this a cappella, given your musical history and your talents.
Sure.
But apparently not. You need Garth sing a duet with Garth.
Well, it fits the thing. So y'all know I sing. I've done, and Jesse knows this better because of all of our work we did with Headlines back in the day. I am not great at knowing what the lyrics actually are, but I love singing. Eleanor will always give me a lot of grief about it because I butcher a lot of lyrics. And I didn't realize I butchered this until I had never seen Garth Brooks live until last night. And the more you hear it, and you're like, boy, that's different than what, because you listen to it on the radio, it's once, it's done, and you move on, something else pops up. And I was not Spotifying or anything else with Garth prior. Normally I do that before a concert. And last night was eye-opening to me that I had been getting this lyric wrong, and I just thought it was inappropriate that he was doing this in Milwaukee with the Brewers playing, and the fact that one of our best in-game pieces of entertainment, I thought he was taking a shot at it. And it turns out that wasn't the case.
I'm not made. Nah, baby. Gone sauces. Right. Now slip on down to the
oasis. All right, back it up one more time, Jesse. Did that not sound, for all these years, I literally thought, I'm not big on sausage races.
Shut up. You did not think that.
Jason, I swear the people I were with last night, I said that and they thought I was lying. I'm not lying. Why would I lie about that? I'm not going to lie.
Because it'd be a good joke. It'd be funny.
No.
Sausage races.
Listen to it again.
I'm not big on sausage races. Think I slipped on that.
No.
Sausage races. No, you don't think that's completely out of the realm, like that couldn't be what he was singing?
So that,
there you go, Matt Coonan. Thank you, that's worth another entry.
This text from Matt Coonan, who, by the way, is participating in the Wildey and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions later in this show.
Greasing the judges, clearly.
He texted in 5 minutes ago. Please tell me, Tausch, like me when I was a kid, didn't hear I'm not big on social graces, but instead heard sausage races.
This is why Matt Cooner and I are insane. I'm shocked that you guys think that this is that absurd, because it's not that. It's now that I look back at it and I've heard social graces 100 times last night, I get it. And it didn't make a ton of sense, but the whole thing is just weird. Like, it makes sense because, play it one more time, Jesse. You're telling me if you listen and you think it's sausage races, you're going to come across thinking it's not?
I'm not big on sausage races.
I don't know, Jim. I don't know.
So the original sausage race occurred, according to MLB.com, on June 27th, 1993. Okay?
That's about when Garth was in his peak. Early 90s.
The song Friends in Low Places, Not Big on Social Graces, was released in 1990.
Yeah.
Now, if Garth was really playing 4D chess, he could have sung Sausage Races last night and blown the minds of those in the crowd, and you would have been the only one singing it correctly. John and Evanston, I've been singing
this.
Sausage Races for 20 years, no joke.
There we go. See? Just think if he had done that and brought out the racing sausages during the show last night.
He could have used your
insights. The place would have erupted even more than it did. Yeah. All right. I feel validated.
No Fences, which apparently should have been swinging for or running past the fences in a giant sausage costume. And again, that song, Friends in Low Places. Yeah, look, apparently you're not alone. It's good. I'm glad. I never, ever sing.
I'm not big on soul.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm trying to hear it. I don't. I just don't.
Everyone watching on YouTube is getting very irritated that they can't hear the lyrics. So
don't blame them.
Depending on how much you want to pacify those people, maybe we should not play it anymore.
Fair enough. was a great time had by all.
What do you think? Yeah, it was a fan. It was great. The weather held off. It was a beautiful night. What do you think the most misremembered or misinterpreted lyrics are of all time? I would argue that this is in the mix. I don't think you guys are going to
Steve Miller, big old jet airliner.
What is it misinterpreted for?
I believe I sang it as big old Jed had a light on.
Like the Red Roof Inn.
Ah,
yes. Is that the Red Roof Inn?
Big old Jed had a light on. Won't take me too far away. Yeah. Okay. Everybody does it. You are, while we are giving you a hard time about this, and you are getting a support network formed
nice
for the
guys.
Sausage racist lyric, we all have done it. And we all still do it, right? Like Paula is. This is why you and Paula should road trip together. No one would ever stop for the bathroom, and yeah. You guys would mess up lyrics from here to Oxnard. But I just, yeah, everyone does it. I would love on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, the text portion of the Carbless Talk and Text Line, if you would text in the lyrics you mess up.
Yeah.
Because this is a great topic.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because I know there's a bunch that I do, and I can't get anything but sausage races out of my head now. That's where I'm at.
It's a good one. It's a good one, no doubt about it. All right, we've got a lot of other things to get to, but 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. I don't want to make our YouTubers feel left out. So if we get a lot of these lyrics, I'm not afraid to sound off key. And Jesse obviously is just an incredibly talented singer. We will a cappella sing the mistaken lyrics for the audience if we can. And that way we don't have to worry about royalty issues with YouTube. We also don't have to worry.
There was
about
another one, Sixpence None the Richer, that had a really hit, like catchy song. And I used to butcher that.
Yeah, it's called Kiss Me, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I think I butchered that one, too, like in a pretty good way.
Kiss Me Out of the Bearded Barley. I don't hear you. I don't envision you getting bearded barley in the first sentence.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I don't
envision you getting your tickets cashed at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, given the way last year went.
Well, this year's going to be a different year. Jesse and I, we were down there a couple times this spring. Did a little Packers. They got great entertainment. They got great food. They got great slots. They got everything, table games, everything you're looking for. And, of course, Wednesday, Hard Rock Casino Rockford has a rock for all the old rockers, and I'm getting closer to being that. If you're 55, you get a little 50% discount at lunch down at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Again, everything you're looking for. It's about 60 minutes or less from the greater Madison area, right off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois. It's the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination.
We'll see what songs you send us, and then I understand this is the silly season for the NFL where we're grasping at story angles, but our guy Aaron Schatz, or Schatz, depending on how you pronounce his name, Schatz on Sports, with one that I don't see this one. I could be wrong. We'll talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Well, you can really go down some serious rabbit holes with the sausage race. Now I'm watching the replay of Randall Simon whacking the Italian as it goes by the Pirates dugout. And then there's a Milwaukee Magazine story about the woman who was the Italian sausage that got hit with the bat, and her whole story. I mean, it's a whole thing. But we will take your missung lyrics on the Carbless Talk and Text line. 844-770-3776. List is more. All right, Tausch, I would like to turn our attention to football, if I'm, unless you have something else from the Garth Brooks concert.
No, you're good.
So, I understand that it's that time of year. And look, I was conjuring up story angles for this week, so there'd still be content on channel3000.com. I got to get to that triple dip with Ryan Longwell talking about Lucas Haverick as the underdog in the kicking competition. And got to get that story about Brett Conway's check being laminated on his dashboard. But everything with the Scott Fitzgerald and the Packers strong statement thing kind of took over the week. So, and by the way, we will hear from, scheduled to appear at 10:30, is Aaron Popke, the Packers director of public affairs. But everyone's looking for story angles, and ESPN.com is no different. And so our guy, Shatzy, putting together his, the one move each team needs to make, or something to that effect, right? Out of the top remaining free agents. And I just, again, never say never, because Micah Parsons is a Packer, which you would have thought that would never happen, right?
I agree. Yeah.
So we got to be, I don't want to be dismissive, but his guy that the Packers are going to theoretically sign, in his opinion, is Jadeveon Clowney.
Hmm.
And my argument would be to Aaron and whoever else would like to listen is that, yes, they have gone outside their comfort zone by acquiring Zaire Franklin, who will turn 30 before camp starts, and Javon Hargrave, who is 33. But those are the exceptions that prove the rule. And more often than not, Tausch, and we know this because it's been proven over and over and over again, what Goody believes in is letting young guys play. And Lucas Van Ness ain't so young anymore. And you've given him the fifth-year option. So it is your intent for him, and Lord knows he's got the biggest cheerleader in his corner in Micah Parsons, who continues to say things that you're like, wow, he is really pro-LVN. I don't see them going out and adding Jadeveon Clowney. I expect Jadeveon Clowney to sit and wait until somebody loses an edge rusher in camp and needs to pay him to come in and fill that void, because they like Baron Sorrell. They like Brenton Cox. They like the idea of Colin Oliver, but he's not to the point of Marshawn Lloyd, but he was missing practices in the spring now, too. Those are all guys. They drafted the dentist. Deny Dennis Sutton. So I just don't see this as something that Goody would do. Am I wrong to view it that way?
Not at this point. Yeah, I think you're right in the fact that you want to see young guys take the next step. And we saw, you know, last year, Sorrell in that Viking game that you covered so well and thoroughly, he was a bright spot. And I think the fact that he's working out with Micah, I think he's a good story, but I think he's a good player. And he's going to get an opportunity to show what he can do. It feels like to me, if you're going to pick up Jadeveon Clowney, it's going to be much more of a, you know, break glass in case of emergency type deal. It's not going to be depth, not someone that, because you bring him in, he's going to be your pass rush guy. I think you let this thing play itself out, see who takes advantage of opportunities. And if they don't, so be it. I mean, if Jadeveon Clowney signs somewhere else in July, you're fine with that. If something happens in August and all of a sudden, and I think you're right, he's not going to be chomping to get into a camp in July. I think he'll be fine if he gets signed September 1st. get a week before the regular season and go. That would be more in line with where I think his career is at. But you just never know how that plays out. But that's not one of those guys that you're, oh, God, we missed the boat. You let your young guys play. Your philosophy has been give opportunities and see who takes advantage of them. And we'll see. There's plenty of young players here that will get these opportunities, and we'll see who kind of rises to the top of that bulk tank.
So he's got the Bears. What they should do is sign Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
You like that idea for them?
They need pass rush, and I think I'm still very surprised at how the Bears approach this offseason. The Bears approach the offseason thinking they're kind of the deal. They didn't do a ton of wholesale changes unless I'm, you know, their offensive line took a beating, obviously, with the injury to their left tackle and the retirement of their center.
Mm-hmm.
That defense last year was sus, as the kids would say. And they got by on great heroic plays at the end by Caleb and by creating turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Arian, anybody, if Green Bay can get their blank together offensively, we saw what it looked like in the first half. Why it went south in the second half, a couple of things, obviously O-line, but also we didn't have any adjustments to what they decided. They just basically, Dennis Allen said, we're going to blitz and put pressure on, and we didn't have solutions until it was too late. So
Shido had a tough one.
I just look at this and I think if you're the Bears, you need to bring in someone that you think can help you in that pass rush area, because I don't think that's going to be a strength of their team again this year.
So if you were to call up Shatsy and say, hey, I don't know about this Jadeveon Clowney, what if they did this? I like the Jagger Burton story. I love that he got work with the ones. There's a long way between that and, despite Matt LaFleur's commentary, him actually seeing playing time. I still would like to have some sort of tried and true offensive lineman who was added for depth in case of injury.
So 31 other teams.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But there's got to be a few of them out there on the market still. So that would be where I would go. Is there anywhere else where you look at this roster and say, okay, if Shatsy's looking to add somebody, who should it be? Not the specific person, but is there another position besides offensive line depth where you see that? Corner?
Well, I mean, I think they brought Lachey in, right? The old Iowa tight end.
Yep.
It's kind of a weird saga there. I think he was in, they didn't pass a physical.
Funked his physical.
And he's back. Yep. And someone that you can count on as a blocking tight end. And if they can give you a little something, that was where I thought they should go. They obviously feel like he can be that guy. And if that's the case, let's see how that shakes out. But no, normally you would say, get me a defensive lineman, get me somebody that's got a little shake. Green Bay has kind of addressed that with Hargraves. So I'm not at the point where there's any position that you think, boy, we need outside of having that swing tackle or that interior guy that you feel good about. But those guys aren't available right now. I don't know anyone that's out there. If you could tell me who's out there that would ring a bell, I'd be like, okay, let's think about it. That would be more of a who's going to be getting cut, who's maybe is available for a seventh that you think can help solidify things. Offensive line would be the one spot that I think you'd want to add another body. Outside of that, obviously corner, but again, the same thing. Like, who is that guy? I don't want to bring in an old guy that's broken down until I have to. I want to let my young players develop and grow, because you bring somebody in now, you're taking reps away in a limited amount of practice reps already. So let this thing play out. Let Cisse, let your guy from Alabama, let these guys compete and scrap. And if you have to, make a move at the end of training camp to bring someone in to solidify things if you don't think you're getting the production that you need.
All right, let's play some trivia. Now, you may think, oh, they're playing trivia? Is it time for the Tournament of Champions? No, no. We'll do that later. Now it's our regular Thursday trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf. Jesse, what's today's category? What caller would you like?
With the Brewers going for a sweep of the Cleveland Guardians this afternoon at American Family Field, another nice win last night. The history of the Cleveland baseball franchise. Today's trivia category.
I gotta tell you, this first question and the jokey answer, you will want to stay tuned for it. It's that good, in my opinion.
Wow.
I thought we were supposed to underhype things around here.
No, this is good. I don't think I'm overhyping this. Jesse, I'm sorry, what caller do you want?
I never said.
That's what I
thought. The Cleveland baseball team was in the World Series in 2016. So how about caller 16?
Caller 16.
Once 2,000 people? That's a lot, Jerry.
I don't think we're going to get to that by the end of the show. Caller 16. Caller 16 right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 16 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about UW Credit Union.
Hey, UW Credit Union here for every you. And, man, we have some fun stuff planned coming up. But what I always love about UW Credit, you see them with the Brewers. You see them throughout all campuses throughout the state of Wisconsin. And, obviously, at the University of Wisconsin, you get the T-shirt gun. But they just take care of business. You need a loan. You need to get free mobile checking. You need to have a great app. UW Credit Union has you covered. Insured by NCUA, terms and conditions do apply.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Garth Brooks song? I didn't know he was royalty free. It's got that twanginess. Maybe he played this one last night. We're going to play Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on, and by Cousin Subs. Have a grad to celebrate? Purchase $30 in Cousin Subs gift cards and receive a free 7.5-inch sub. Cousin Subs, they believe in better.
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Joan in Oak Creek. Joan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How about yourselves?
It's been too long. Have you not been listening to the program?
It's been touch and go for a while.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to, Jason.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope everything is okay.
Yep.
And we're happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Whoa, Nelly! Good whoa, Nelly, Jesse.
Okay. We're very happy to have you, and here is question number one as I awkwardly segue. I thought you screened callers, Jesse. Question one.
Start screening hosts the way you set that up. Jeez.
How could I have...
Good okay. one.
Joan, question number one.
Yes, Jason. All right.
Before an insurance company purchased the naming rights in 2008, what was the name of Cleveland's baseball stadium? Was it John's Field, Jacobs Field, or Jingleheimer Schmidt's Field? I knew I wasn't going to get through that.
That's good.
I did not oversell that, I don't think.
No, that was good.
I'm going to say John's Field.
No, oddly enough, it was Jingleheimer Schmidt's Field. no, Jacobs Field. It's all right. All right, we'll bounce back. Question two. Jesse, again, really, that was well played. Which of these, Joan, is not one of the teams that defeated Cleveland in a World Series in the 1990s? Oh, boy. All right, so two of these three teams beat the then Indians in the World Series. One of them did not. Which is that team that did not beat the Indians in the World Series in the 1990s? Is that team the Atlanta Braves, the Florida Marlins, or the San Diego Padres?
I'm going to say the Marlins.
Is the Marlins one the one where Jesse's favorite player, Craig Counsell, crosses home plate with the game-winning run?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Craig Counsell, one of the two times Craig Counsell scored the game-winning run in Game 7 of the World Series in his career, which is one of the craziest things of all time.
Mm-hmm. And he rides the train to Chicago in his full uniform. The San Diego Padres. Correct answer.
They have never won a World Series, so that was where
it's true. Like the Brewers.
Yeah.
All right, Joan. Question three, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know the answer to this one. So, as Tosh loves to say, a gulak. Appearing in 1,681 games, which player has played in the most games in Cleveland Guardians franchise history? Is it Omar Vizquel, Jim Thome, or Jose Ramirez?
I'm going to guess A.
Omar Vizquel is a good guess. It is not the right guess. You know, Joan, I'm gonna take full ownership of this. I rattled you early, and I just don't think it ever really recovered. So it's my fault, 100%. Let me just be clear. As much as people on this panel love to criticize me, my heart was in the place of we really enjoy it when you call, and I was glad to hear from you again. And I don't know the extenuating circumstances, nor will we delve into them. But I'm happy to hear from you. I am unhappy that you didn't get any of these right, which means you've only got one entry into today's drawing. But Jesse wants to do the drawing right now. And wouldn't it be a great empty story?
There's not a lot in it. There's a couple of, I'd say it's heavy on a couple of numbers from this
one. What number does Joan have today since your numbering system is all
jacked up?
She
actually has number 4, which belongs to Thursday. I think we're actually on track with her. Well, this was a weird week because we are off tomorrow. Programming note, no show tomorrow in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. So that is why we are doing our drawing right now.
I heard you're putting that baseball game on, state championship game on tomorrow at 9:12.
You heard wrong. And congratulations, not to Joan.
God.
Dwayne in a big truck is our trivia winner. Yesterday, he had every question right on a Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. He earned it this week.
Player.
Joan, I would like to reiterate, it's great to hear from you. We wish you good health, happiness, and better luck next time when you play trivia. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. I love listening to you guys. I love you guys. So have a great day.
We love you guys. We love Joan.
We do love Joan.
We do. Absolutely.
There's no two ways about that. All right.
How would you have done? Would you have done anything different now that you look back at it?
Post-game analysis.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have said instead of in a lighthearted, give her a little bit of grief, but not mean-spirited grief. Hey, where you been? Have you not been listening? You know, again, sure. I don't know exactly the specifics there. But I would say that it sounded like maybe she was dealing with some sort of health issue or someone close to her was. That's the way I read that. And obviously, had I known about that, I'd have just said, God, it's great to hear from you. We've missed you. Which is kind of what the messaging was intended to be. But again, fair
it's
critique.
Good to learn lessons.
You don't know what and I have always tried to live by the saying about you don't know what someone's going through behind the scenes. So again, great to hear from her. Unfortunate that she didn't get more questions right.
It is possible she's just like been at work or something. Like it didn't necessarily. Like, I didn't interpret it that way. You have a reputation of being a worrier around here.
I am.
So.
I am undeniably a worrier. I'm just happy we heard from Joan. I'll leave it at that. I'm also happy that we're going to get to the 10 o'clock hour. When are you departing us to get off the bus and do whatever it is you're doing?
Now.
Last segment is when I thought I was. No, I'm good today. We'll work some things out, so I'm good today.
You're going to stay the whole shooting match?
Wow.
Why do we always get so much table from your camera angle, though? Is there a reason for that?
I thought you just learned something, but you didn't just put it into play. Like, be where your feet are, whatever your new quote for your life is today.
My feet will be in the 10 o'clock hour, which will begin in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.